In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Jordan River is a place of death and life, of departure and arrival. Its waters are both knives and wombs, cutting away the old and giving birth to the new. Here Moses passes away in a desert land, while Joshua passes over to a land flowing with milk and honey. Here Elijah departs in his fiery chariot, while Elisha is filled with a double portion of his spirit. Here John, having baptized the Messiah, decreases, while Jesus increases. And here you, O sinner, must decrease, must depart, must die, must become nothing. But out of the nothing that you become, the Father might create you anew by his life-giving word. Our forefathers for 40 years had staggered around the circle of death in the wilderness. Now a whole generation of corpses were buried behind them in the desert sand, and the church stood face to face with the river. The river of a new exodus, better than the one their forefathers had experienced 40 years earlier. Then, their enemies snapped at their heels like mad dogs, but now their foes cowered in fear behind Jericho's high walls. Then they entered into a lifeless desert. Now they step foot into God's holy soil. The Ark of the Covenant, where the Word became present and dwelt among them. That Ark would open the door from the old to the new, from death in the wilderness to life in the land. Borne upon the shoulders of the priest, it was carried to the brink of the Jordan. And when the feet of those priests touched the water, the river was cut in two, like a veil in a temple, opening up the way to the promised land beyond. And so as God stood upon his ark in the middle of the Jordan, the church passed over on dry ground into the land called holy. For 40 years they had decreased and departed and died and become nothing. But out of the nothingness they had become, the Father might create them anew as his people by his life-giving word. Therefore, Jesus epiphanies himself at no other river than the Jordan. How could it be otherwise? On the bank of that river stands the church, watching as John the priest baptizes the new Ark of the Covenant, and the new priest and the new Joshua and Yahweh incarnate. Here there are no golden cherubic wings upon a mercy seat, but the wings of the Spirit's dove upon our new mercy seat. And here the waters do not split, rather the heavens themselves are rent asunder, the doors are thrown open, the way is prepared. It is prepared for you. And God knows you need it. For all you have prepared for yourself is destruction. For just like Israel of old, you have preferred the comforts of slavery to the struggles and the pains of freedom. The manna God provides is never quite tasty enough for our palate. God never quite lives up to our expectations. And so silently or audibly, we wish for an easier way, a way unencumbered by rebellious children or nagging wives or meager incomes or failing health or judgmental students or demanding professors or thankless service in a synod that seems hell-bent on ecclesial suicide. You want an easy way with an easy God. Repent. Get out of Egypt and get Egypt out of you. Leave the wilderness, cross the Jordan, for the way is prepared. The Ark of the Covenant has been painted red with the blood of His own atonement, shed for you. All the Jerichos of your sin, all the Jerichos of your death have been conquered. The strongholds of Canaan have been vanquished. There is nothing and there is no one to fear. At the Jordan, you died. You became nothing. That out of the nothingness that you became, the Father might create you anew as His beloved child. And so you are. You are His beloved Son, in whom He is well pleased. The Holy Spirit has rested upon you in the Jordan of your font. The water of the Jordan has cut away the old and given birth to the new, so that now you live. You live with a life that is not your own, but the life of Jesus, a life that will never be taken from you. So cross into Canaan and kneel at the New Jerusalem and open your mouth not to receive manna, but to drink the milk of His blood and to eat the honey of His flesh. It is all yours, for God has made you all His. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.